Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from Women's Retreat. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from the weekend.
If you remember when I introduced myself Friday night, I didn't tell you who I am. I told you about myself. So today, this morning, I want to tell you who I truly am. My name is Jamie Farrell. I'm a sinner who's been saved. I'm buried, and I'm now raised. And as we head back to where God wants to use us today, wherever that may be, is there someone you need to identify yourself to? Is there someone you need to tell who you truly are to? Maybe it's somebody who shares that identity and will help join with you in remembering who you truly are. Maybe it's someone you're in relationship with, but you haven't been living up to that identity. And you need to reintroduce yourself to that person, but also confess ways that you've been maybe digging up your dead body in relationship with them. Maybe it's someone who doesn't share that same identity and needs to know the true freedom that comes with being a sinner who's been saved, buried, and now raised. Maybe it's those in your home, kids who need to remember who they are and whose they are every single day. Let's not hesitate to go back to where God wants to use us to help our own selves remember by identifying ourselves to someone. But also, again, on Friday, we said, remember, it's just easy to lose sight of our identity, to who we really are. It's so easy to forget that. So we've been reminding ourselves through Romans 5 and 6. And yet, how do we actually remember when we're not at a Miracle Camp women's retreat? When there is so many competing messages about our identity, and it's so easy to swallow lies, how do we actually remember? We remember who we are by remembering whose we are. When we fix our gaze on him, we just sang about that, fixing our gaze on him, and whose we are, we will easily remember who we are. And we remember who he is, whose we are, by being in the word. We read this book with the understanding that this is not a book about us and our identity. First and foremost, this is a book about him and who he has revealed himself to be. Remembering whose we are by reading his word helps us remember who we are. And truly, I've got to tell you that the greatest thing you go home with from this weekend is not the belly laugh moment that you had, though I hope you had many. It is not the experience you had singing that chorus with your eyes closed and your hands raised just one more time, though I hope you did that. It's not any word you filled in from me on a blank on a page. It's not the meal you didn't have to make yourself and didn't have to clean up after yourself. And it is not that rush that you got ziplining from one end to the other, though I certainly hope you experienced that too. These are all wonderful and incredible things, and they are great to celebrate and take joy in. But the greatest thing you go home with today, this weekend, is something you came with. It's God's word. His living, active, breathing word of God that reveals who he is, whose we are, so that in light of him, we can rightly understand and remember who we are. This book is your tool to test everything, absolutely everything, everything you hear. From me, from a song lyric, from anyone else. It's your tool to test everything you see, whether you read it, see it on a billboard. It's your tool to test everything you think. This is truth. Remember those statements from Friday night, our very first night. We're so easily able to believe lies if we're not understanding what God's word says. And this book is your tool to remembering. So we're going to soak it up one last time together. Today is going to look very different than the last three sessions where it's been me talking. Today is going to be you involved, you interacting. So we need to get started. If you've noticed, some of you may have noticed there's no notes for your session. It's just completely blank. Literally, we are going to make a list of whose you are, who he is. You're just going to fill in that page. You don't need to categorize it in any way. It's just a list. Not only did my dad tell me walking out of the door all the time, remember who you are and whose you are, but with each passing school year, he said, writing is remembering. Writing is remembering. So we are going to write today to remember. Let's look back at Romans 5 and 6, if you would. Turn in your Bibles to Romans 5 and 6. We are familiar with these chapters, most of these chapters now, because we've been in them all weekend long. Look at me. I was so proud of myself for just a second. Thank you for being able to roll it by myself. Just kidding. Sweet. That is good. Thank you so much. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to where we've been throughout this whole weekend. And I know that we've been looking at these chapters for who we are. But smattered all throughout what we've already studied is whose we are, who he is, because that's what this book is about. So I want you to go through chapters 5 and 6, what we've kind of been looking at. I just want you to skim it. We're familiar with it now because we've been in it this weekend. And I want you to tell me who he is or whose are you. We're just going to call it out. And I'm going to write it up here on the board. So looking through those verses, what does God say about who he is? Peace. Love. Forgiving. Reconciling. Hope. The first part of 5, it says, hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured out into our hearts. Patient. Grace. Reigning. I heard strength. Hang on. I'm getting to you. Say it again. Righteous. Powerful. Friend. So in those words, verse 23, freely gives. He gives. Someone who gives to us. He's a giver. Obedient. He was obedient. These are great. Thank you. You're practicing all these things. I want to continue to illustrate how when we read God's word, we don't read it about ourselves, that we continue to look for whose he is, who he is, whose we are, who he is, so that we can rightly understand who we are. So now what I want you to do is I want you to turn your Bibles to Psalm 139. We're going to be, it's like sword drills today. We're going to be in our Bibles quite a bit. This is a coffee mug t-shirt stamped psalm, right? Meaning this is one we love to highlight because it gives us the feels. It helps us feel significance. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That is a wonderful verse, but the subject of this psalm is not us. The subject of this psalm is him. It's not about us being made. It's about him as the maker, who is wonderful and to be feared. I want you to look through Psalm 139. I want you to just count, a little exercise. I hate math. I just need you to know. I do not teach math. I do not like math, but I need you to count. I want you to count the word you or your in this psalm. How many times do you see the word you or your? 21. You can also count how many times you see. Yeah, it's okay. I got a few more than that, but. Or you can also count how many times his name, how he is called. Guesses? We don't have to be like spot on. We can always go back and. Yeah, 30, 32, 32, and I had about 7 times of his name. I can tell you, the you and your in Psalm 139 is not as many as the I, me, and my, but in this chapter, there's more you and your than what we actually think and read it with. And the emphasis is supposed to be on the you and your rather than the I. So let me read a few of these verses. And I want you to just hear for the difference emphasis. Verse 7, where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? Verses 11 and 12, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. For night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. Verses 17 through 18. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I am still with you. Or that verse 14 that we're all so familiar with. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Our perspective shifts when we read this book as about him and who he is, rather than about who we are. And when we take time to soak in whose we are, who he is, then we can rightly remember who we are. So let's continue to dig into this psalm just a little bit. We're going to do this today, and I didn't ask in advance, Lindsay. I totally meant to. It's okay if they move their chairs, right? Yeah. So feel free to move around in your chairs. We're going to get into some little groups, small groups. Doesn't have to be, you just can't be by yourself. That's the rule. We'll just say no being by yourself. But I want you to gather around a few of those, and I, again, feel free to move your chairs. I want you to choose a section, one before that. One slide before that. It'll come. Otherwise, I'll put it up. I want you to choose a section of verses. Is it there? Just kidding. It's not there. I'll do it this way. I want you to choose a section of verses of Psalm 139. Hopefully you can see those best you can. 1 through 6, 7 through 12, 13 through 18, or 19 through 24. I want you to put language to what you read about who he is. Okay, so I want you to read those verses with your group. If you're up for a challenge, take this one. If you're good with your Bible, or in a lot, aim for that one. But what I want you to do is put language to who you see he is, and we'll continue writing up our list on the board. So once you have read those verses, pulled out who he is, whose we are, come up and grab a marker and write down some of those words that your group sees from those verses. All right, clear as mud? All right, get to some small groups and then let's come on up and write some words. Use those words that you read. Who is he? What is his words? What do you read? Who is he? Yeah, I think my microphone's off. Let me just clarify again what we're doing. I think my microphone's off, maybe. It's not? Oh, it's on. You just are great and loud. It's so great. What you're doing is you're reading these verses. I want you to look for who he is. Who does he say he is? Look for his nature, his character. Just as we've been looking at who we are from Romans 5 and 6, now you're looking for who he is, whose we are. So what is his character from the verses you read? What is his nature? All right? All right. If you would, if you've gotten some words or a word or two or even a phrase, come up and add it to our list on the board. It's okay if it repeats a list, a word, or a phrase that we already have. We're just going to add it to our board. You don't have to, spelling doesn't count. We're not working on that. Not if you're not a teacher of spelling. There's lots of markers. Grab a marker, find a spot. It's okay if it repeats what others have written up there. Writing is remembering. If we need to repeat it several times, that is A-okay. All right. We're going to continue filling out, but as we continue filling out, I want you to just take a look at the list we're creating so far. That's okay. Write it again. It's so good to write it again. It's so good to see it. You're going to see he's consistent with his character. He doesn't change. You'll see these words come up again and again. Love this craftsman. He's the creator. It's who he is. I love that we have everywhere. I'll do the one that's spelled correctly. Everywhere. He's everywhere. As we look at verses 7 through 12, he's everywhere. You can't go anywhere that he isn't. Verses 1 through 6, we've got some of these big words up here, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. That just means he's everywhere, he's all-knowing, he's all-powerful. 1 through 6 tells us he knows everything. He can search every nook and cranny, and he knows me. We're just getting started. If you're taking your pictures, you might want to take a couple more. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He is able to be everywhere. We learn that from verses 7 through 12. From 13 through 18, we learn that he's omnipotent. But we also learn that he's the judge. That he requires justice. That he is almighty. He has authority. Good things. He's a guide. He's a refuge. These are the words that we find in here. Again, going back to just verse 2, you know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. You are the one who holds all knowledge. This is whose we are. And when we start seeing whose we are, we can start rightly thinking who we are. We don't lose sight of who we are when we're focused on whose we are, who he is. And that's what this book is about, not us. This is to help us remember. This, our tool for remembering is right here. We remember whose we are, who he is, so we can adequately think and rightly remember who we are. And we're just getting started. I want you to go back into your groups now. We're going to continue to make this list gi-stinking-normous. Go back into your groups. Now what I want you to do is we're going to go throughout the whole Bible. Don't panic. I hear the, oh, geez. It's great. What I want you to do is just pick a number. Pick one box. There's eight up there. I want you to pick one box. I want you to look up those verses. What do those verses say about who he is? What do they say about his character, his nature, who he is? We've looked at who we are, sinner who's been saved, buried, and now raised. But who is he? Get back in your group, decide on one of these numbers. Now, I am going to make sure we have one number every something rest. All right, I hear one person took two, seven. Do I hear a one or a four or a three or a six, four, eight, five? Somebody do a one, somebody do a two. And then last direction, I see a one, two. Thank you. Last direction, if you finish your list before we finish, go back to Romans 5, 1 through 11. That's a part of that chapter we didn't study, but it's so rich with who he is. Once you have your words, come add them to the board. All right, as we have people finishing up some writing, let's come back together. Back into a large group. You don't need, you're good. All right, let's come back together as a large group. There might be some repeating things up here, and that is A-okay. Again, that writing is remembering. Sorry, I'll try to hold it for you guys because I know it kind of pushes against. Take a look at our list. This is whose you are. This is who he is. And when we spend time in God's word, we see who he is. We remember who he is. And that helps us remember who we are, a sinner who's been saved, buried, and now raised. All of these, You may not be able to hold it for you. All of these verses, but every single one in here, you could dig into to discover whose you are, who he is. And it's okay to repeat it because, man, I need it repeated. I want to just read for you. I did look up these my own self because I need to remember. So here's the list I started. Again, add words from what the list we have here. Here's a list I started. Glorious. Brilliant light. Overwhelming greatness. Infinite grandeur. Indescribable delight and terror. Don't neglect who he fully is. Transcendent. There is none like him. Self-existent, independent from everything. Everything depends on him. He has no needs. Holy, inscrutable. I don't need to try to figure him out. Mysterious, dangerous, and overwhelming. Separated as creator from me, creation. Incorruptible. Incorruptible. totally other and set apart, worthy, all-powerful, omnipotent, unlimited, sovereign, divine control over all things, faithful when I'm not, truthful. God does not lie. That our scripture tells us that. Patient. So patient. From generation to generation. Eternal. Good. The source of goodness. The rule and measure by which we know what good is. Gracious. Boy, we don't deserve it. But he gives it and gifts it. Imminent just means he is near and far. He is present and at work. He hasn't made things and stepped aside. Immutable. He never changes. Never. Just. The ultimate judge of our actions and lives. Love. We can't even comprehend the depths. Merciful. Withholding what we justly deserve. Omniscient, all-knowing, righteous, right all the time in what he does. Psalm 23, he leads me in right paths. They are right. They're not just good paths, they're the right path. Right all the time in what he does. This is whose we are. And when we stay focused on whose we are, we rightly remember who we are. I want to play a clip for you from a sermon that was given in 1970 called That's My King by Dr. S.M. Lockridge. Everything he says can be found in Scripture. Again, this is your tool to remembering. It's also your tool to testing. And if it's found in Scripture. Maybe there's a phrase that's going to jump out at you from this video that, again, you want to add to your own list. But we'll go ahead and play this video now. It's so good. That's whose we are. That is whose we are. He is so radically different from us. So radically different. There is none like him. And yet this is who is so radically committed to you. This is whose we are. As you walk away, again, the greatest thing you take away from this weekend is what you came with. Continue to spend time reading and seeing who he is so that you can rightly see who we are. May we all remember who we are because we daily are remembering whose we are. Let's go ahead and pray.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you have been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's Women's Retreat. So thanks again, and have a great day.